Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm going to play a song for you guys. I hope you like it to give everyone a chance to come on the line. Here we go. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Give me a moment. I'm going to get my co-host on the air so we can start the show. Brother Adonai, are you there?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. How are you today?
I ain't feeling too well. I'm in and out. You know, my glucose is dipping.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to get that diet under control. Man, oh, man. You know what? I saw a YouTube clip. It was a program about people that had diabetes, and these people had gone to this camp for 30 days, and they ate nothing but raw food. They ate fresh. Everything was raw. They didn't cook it, nutrients, everything, salads and everything. And the man made them get off of all their medicines for 30 days. And in 30 days, their whole condition turned itself around. So, I mean, you know, we have to get our diet together. That's one of the things that we have to start doing.
That is correct. Send me that link there.
I sure will send it to you, you know, because we, as much as we like cookies and tater chips and all that kind, we just can't eat that kind of stuff. You know, we just can't eat it. It's just... And unfortunately,
yeah,
we can't have it.
I'm eating a lot of bread. You understand? See, I'm not no real cook. And so I do the easiest thing in the kitchen. I need to stop buying bread. If I stop buying bread, then I might do something else.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, you're a YouTube fan, and you can go on YouTube, and they will tell you how to cook anything. They will take you step by step on how to cook anything. And, I mean, you can watch them and do it with them and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's a good concept, and I commend all of those that can get on there and do that. You understand? But I'm just lazy in the kitchen. Period. You understand? I never was a cook. I could fix almost anything, but you know, cooking was never my thing to do. You understand? I always had a woman, matter of fact, and they did all the cooking.
Oh my goodness!
You know, so I didn't do no cooking, so you know, I can do a breakfast real good: pancakes, eggs, breakfast sausage, and all of that kind of stuff. But you understand, when it comes to dinner or even lunch, you understand, I do the easiest thing that comes in the kitchen.
Wow. Well, you know what? What have you found this week? Have you been researching anything this week? And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And I have not. I haven't did any kind of research and nothing important. You know, my computer and my phone was out. They've been working on it, Comcast, some kind of way, you understand? Every day it goes down. So, I check it, and if it ain't working, then I don't pay it no attention. I go to the next thing, TV.
I understand. Well, you know what? I was talking to one of my colleagues this week, and I did get in touch with Mahalia over in Israel. She's supposed to be calling in today. But you know what? I was talking to one of my colleagues this week about everything that's happening across the world and the things that are happening in America and how America seems to be preparing for something. You know, with all of the concentration camps and all of the things that they have going on. I mean, what do you think is happening with these concentration camps? Because, I mean, they're training outside troops to come in and do certain things. So what do you think we should do? I mean, what do you think all of this is all about? Because they have those concentration camps. It's almost like they're preparing for civil unrest.
That's correct. And, you know, see, that's why we got to sit down and have this think conference so that we can try to find out a solution for our some strategy that we could work on, because everybody, we got people out there that could probably give us some real good information on what we need to do. And it's not just us getting the information. We got to move on it. If we get, we can get the information all day and 24 times a day. But if we ain't going to do nothing with it, then we, you know, you understand, it's futile. You understand, it doesn't mean a thing. You understand, it's just something, some stuff on paper that we got that we've never moved on. You understand, so we got to take all of those things that we did in the past and look at what didn't work. You understand, because a lot of those programs that were set up, you understand, were viable programs. You understand, that could have worked. But there was facets in there that allowed it not to get us going in the right direction. Now another thing here too is that we got to understand also that the Almighty is manipulating all of this stuff. You understand? If we don't come together as a nation, so that we may be hidden in the day of His great wrath. You understand? Then we gonna go out like the rest of these folks. You understand? You know, it's a sad thing to say, man, but you understand? We seem to be sitting back on our fists and resting on our thumb. You understand? Not doing anything. You know, this is not a science project going awry. This is actually happening. Hallelujah.
I agree with you, and you know what the sad part about it is when you look at what they're planning, when you look at all the things that are going on, nobody seems to be alarmed. Nobody seems to be afraid. Everybody says, well, okay, well, y'all's going to take care of us, and y'all's going to come and get us, and y'all's going to do this, and I believe that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against that at all. But my issue that I have, I guess, with it is, understanding the condition that we're in, when do we know the exit strategy? Because, I mean, do we stay here and allow America to chip us with what they're planning on doing? Because they're planning on putting chips in us. I mean, there's 3 million people already chipped in America. Mm. And with this new health care bill that's just passed, which is why we went to Washington, D.C. in the first place, to try to get our group exempt from the health care plan, which it was too late to do, now they're talking about chipping people with this new health care plan. So, I mean, you know, I know a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters don't believe in the New Testament and Revelations either, but, I mean, they're putting this stuff actually in your right hand and or in your forehead. So, I mean, now they're trying to install a foreign object in us that has a radio transmitter that's ran by a teeny battery. I mean, at what point are we supposed to leave America? What are we supposed to do? Because I know it's supposed to be worldwide eventually. But, I mean, what do we do?
Yeah, well, you know, the only thing that I know for us to do is that we have to do what the Almighty said do in Zephaniah. It says that we're supposed to gather ourselves. When we gather ourselves, I know that everybody's saying, well, we gather ourselves to do what? Well, right now, we got to figure out a strategy on what we're going to do. Now, you know the people that you're affiliated with, you understand, they got a program, you understand, that's set up, you understand. We look into the program, and the program should give us some indication as to how we set up our little government and how we do certain things, you understand. And out of that, we will be the message will be able to come to us. Remember now, we the people of the Almighty. You understand? We got to understand that the Almighty is definitely going to take care of us. But we got to have a plan. You understand? You know, when he said that he's going to gather us from the four corners of the earth, it's left on us to make it an effort. You understand? That is our job, to gather ourselves. Even though when he says gather ourselves, he's going to use the peoples to gather themselves. In all our captivities, he always sent somebody or some folks, you understand, when we was in some kind of tragedy or you know, something was going on, you understand, and they gave us we were able to get out of that uh, uh, that that get from underneath that tragedy. And I guess it was because of the trust in the Almighty and how he worked with us because we had a plan. We got to have a plan. We got to have something that we're going to do and trust that the Almighty going to make it work for us. You understand? That is the only thing that we got to do. We can't, you know, we can't sit back and just say, well, the Almighty going to take care of us. He takes care of us through the peoples. He sends certain signs. Look at the weather, how it's been acting up, and hurricanes and tornadoes and all of the weather has been acting up. So he works through the people, and he works through the elements. So these little signs got to be looked at and said, well, maybe we need to try to do something ourselves. You know, like I had said early on in this program, is that we have to come back to the Almighty for our atrocities, that we have to come to the Almighty, and we have to show the Almighty that we want to come back. When you apologize to somebody, people say, oh, okay, you apologize. But if they don't see the apology in what you do, then it don't mean nothing. Hallelujah.
I agree with you 100%. The reason why I ask that is because I've been doing a lot of research on this mark of the beast, this chip, this RFID chip, because remember we did a show back in 2013, which is what sparked our Washington, D.C. trip, that a part of the health care bill was to implement this chip, and that they're going to make it mandatory that everybody in America that's a part of the Obamacare it has to have this chip inside of them. So I wanted to, and it's not just for black people either, because white people are now jumping on board of this, and they're attributing this to the New Testament, where they say Revelation's mark of the beast, and it's a monetary system that they're setting in place. They're setting in place a whole new monetary system where you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you have this. Because there's not going to be any more physical dollars on the market. The market is they're getting ready to take the physical dollar away to the point where there won't be any more physical money on the market. So this chip is implemented not only for healthcare, but it has all its stores of all of your financial information, your medical information, and everything, so that it's a one-stop shop. And I ran across this YouTube clip where this white pastor is teaching this. He's giving some information about what he found in his church. And I wanted to kind of play this for you guys so you could kind of listen to it, you know, because we know we don't deal with Christianity and what it is today and all of that. But I wanted to play this for you so you could kind of hear not only where we are as Hebrew Israelites, but the whole world is getting ready for something, and they're ready to go against the system because they're not going to be chipped. People are not going to have chips put in them. So I wanted to listen. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think. Hold on. Here we go.
City, 50,000 doctors about the new health care chip. And he said that the health care chip, that they've been working on it for several years. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. This was May of 2009, and this man said, yeah, there's going to be a health care chip. They're going to put it right in your hand, right above your forehead. And he said, it's going to have all your health care information. He said, you're not going to have to do paperwork. You just scan your hand. They do a scan of you. It's got everything on there. It's got a digit number, all your information. He said, that's where it's going to go. He said, we've had this for a while, but we've tested it on people, and some blood types rejected. And the government's had us working on this to make sure that all the blood types, and he said, I thank God it's effective.
Have it inserted into your local hospital. And this is the man's exact quote. This was May of 2009. President Obama is demanding we have it done by the end of the year. Now, I want to make a statement, and I can back it up because I've got the proof of it. Obama, health care through, absolutely demanding that it had to go through, was actually not just about caring for people who need help. It was about the health care chip. It is a tracking device. Now, listen to me. And they make, the reason I know this, right here in Georgia, a man had a meeting with the company that was doing it, and they said, it's $10 a month. Add up $10 a month times 12 months, that's $120, add up over $300 to have it, and add that up, and they're going to make money
All right, what do you think about that, Brother Adonia?
Well, I think that we're in big trouble. I swear we're in big trouble. It's just a sad, sad, sad thing. You understand? Even though we know that the Almighty is going to move, you understand? I'm not sure how and when when the Almighty is going to implement His plan, but I'm sure that His plan is in the makings, and He's not going to let these things happen. You understand? I mean, they may happen, and that might be part of why they got these internment camps, for lack of a better word, so that those that are going to fight the system, they're going to get cattled up and shoved into these internment camps. And I don't know, we are starved to death in those internment camps. I don't know, it's just going to be a sad day here, you understand, to know these things and not do anything about it, you understand, or to make an attempt to do anything about it. Now, we can't just grab up our gun and run out here and get rid of what's the name. We'll be totally annihilated, you understand. And the Almighty said that we were going to be here, you understand, forever. He was not going to make an end to us, you understand. So that's not a fathomable idea, you understand. So I don't know what they're going to do, And I'd like to say that I can say that we're going to prevail out of this, you understand. But I don't know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. But I know, and I can see the little signs that the Almighty is putting out before us. Right now in Russia, man, they're falling apart. The Ukraine is falling apart. You understand? These things, the Almighty is orchestrating all of this stuff, man. You understand? It's just a matter of time with Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, this is really happening in our lifetime. I know in Christianity, when we were younger and we were in the church, we used to read about this all the time, and it seemed so far-fetched, they would even, how in the world could they get the forcing people to implement something foreign into their bodies like that? But, I mean, when you think about it, they doing it through weight loss surgery. They putting stuff in people's bodies. They started doing it with pacemakers back in the day. So, I mean, they've had enough data, and they've had enough training and experimented enough where they know how it functions, But some people say that, this thing gets very, very hot, and when it does, the battery can explode. It leaves sores on you and everything. And I just wonder how far it's going to have to get before Israel really starts to wake up and say, hey, we need to come together and protest, or we need to come together and pray, or we need to come together and find an answer from the Most High as to what we need to do now. Because in a minute, it's not going to be an option. And if you continue with this chip, with this clip, he says that by 2017, he wants everybody to be chipped.
Mm. Yeah, it's a sad day, man. We got to go through this here. I know that the Almighty is in the matter. You understand? He's going to give us the opportunity for us to straighten out at least the ones that have the willing heart to make some kind of changes in our destiny, because we have to be the ones that take part in our destiny. You understand? Whatever the Almighty has for us to do, we are the people that's going to have to implement it. You understand? And we are the ones that's going to benefit from the thing. So it's up to us to try to make some kind of difference. You understand? Like I said, we're going to have to come together and try to figure out and get a strategy together, so that we could sustain ourselves when the great wrath comes, because it's coming and it's just a matter of time. You understand? We had to go through everything that we go through in order for us to not go through it again. We have a rush to the future to get back to the past. You understand? Those things where we had to cultivate our own groceries. Those things got to happen. You understand? You know, but we have to first come together. You understand? And be one nation. See, the Almighty said that he's going to hide us, but he got to know who to hide. You understand? He just ain't going to do it for anybody. You understand? We are his people. And you know, and the apple of his eye. So he's going to do something for us. You understand? And it just seems sounds so grave, as like we ain't got nothing. We can't do nothing, but we can do something. That is our job. It is our duty. You understand? And it is commanded by the Almighty. A commandment. That was a commandment for us to gather ourselves. You understand? So that is our job, man. We don't do that, man, we gonna perish.
I agree with you 100%, but the issue comes, here's the issue. We're here week after week, year after year, because this is now our second year. March the 1st, we'll be going into our second year. We provide the information, we give out the information for people, and some people listen, some people don't listen. It's real life, people. This is really happening. I mean, this is getting ready to happen. Matter of fact, and I see you, area code 513, I'm going to get right to you. Matter of fact, in one of the foreign countries, they have a nightclub out now where the VIPs of the nightclubs, the people who regularly visit, who don't want to stand in line, who wants to make it to the top of the line, have agreed to be chipped. And they have it in their right hand where the scripture says they're going to have it at.
Mm-mm.
And they don't have to use any more money to do anything with. All they have to do is swipe their hand over the thing, and they can pay for their way in the club and do all this kind of stuff. Now, I don't understand, you know, Israel – I don't understand why they don't understand the urgency of this. I mean, because you know what? But when it start reaching the other nations, and they start talking about it in the churches, then we're gonna have a problem, because then people are gonna have, then you are gonna have civil unrest. I'm telling you, it's coming, because a lot of people in the churches are. Know about this, they prepared for this, they've been taught about this all their lives to look out for this one particular sign, and when they do approach you with it, it is going to be a mess.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Hold on, let me get the caller on the line and see what they have to say. Aaron Cole, 513, go ahead, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 513-429, you're on the air. I guess he must have pushed it by accident. I'll try to leave this mic open. But this is really going to happen. I mean, this is really going to happen. And they're preparing for this to happen. And what do we do? I mean, what are we going to do? Because you can't walk up and get chipped and then say, well, I'm waiting on y'all to come and get us. You know we got to be chipped. No, it don't work like that. So what do we do?
Yeah.
And, again, I want to extend the invitation. If you have a question, a comment, anything, please push one. But they have this prepared by 2017. So the economic, European Economic Community is getting all of this stuff set up. This will be the way you will buy and sell all over the world. You will be able to stand. You will have a number. They said this number on this chip will take the place of your Social Security number. You will no longer have this your Social Security number, or it will be added to the numbers of the chip.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's a sad thing. And we just sitting back and waiting on it to happen. You understand? Like we don't have anything that we can't take charge of our own destiny. You understand? This is not no science project going awry. This is real life. This is happening. This, you understand? And if we don't do nothing about it, man, we gonna perish. You understand? And it's not a, you know, I don't see why we, we have to keep putting out the message. We got to keep telling people, you understand, eventually. And we have to set up things so that when people are dismayed like they are, you understand, they got to have some place to go. And we need those that have the willing heart, yourself, myself, and a bunch of other folks that's trying to do something, we need to try to do that. You understand? We can't sit back here and say that, well, I got my guns and I got some groceries, I'm going to be all right. That's all right for you, but what about your brother and your sister? What about them? So,
yeah.
And how long is that going to last? You understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's so many things that nobody's reporting on, and you know why? Because we're so busy arguing over doctrinal issues. We're so busy arguing over doctrinal issues that we're forgetting the real issues, because when this stuff go down, it ain't going to matter what you believe. If you don't do what they say, you're going to X, Y, Z is going to happen to you. Period.
That is correct. Yes, yeah.
It don't matter what you – that's why I kept telling everybody in the beginning, we're not arguing over beliefs. That's not my job, is to bring you to a certain belief level. You have to come to that consensus or not come to that consensus on your own. I'm just trying to give you the information to let you know where we are and how late it is in this whole thing, so that you understand we need to start preparing to do something. I mean, because some people have actually left the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a number of, you know, revelations.
For real.
Somebody else is on the line.
You be like, well, I work. Huh?
Did somebody else come on the line?
No, it's just you and I right now. He hung up, so we'll let him have his moment.
Oh, yeah. You know, he made some reference to revelations. You understand? Now, you know, they say, you know, everybody has a understanding. They read the scriptures and they come up with their conclusions and this and that and the other. And I'm sure that they've said, well, it's going to certain things going to have to happen. I say, why wait till those certain? If we know something's going to happen, why wait till then? Why not try to start straightening out our lives and take charge of that? I mean, even though, you understand, there's certain things that is written in the scriptures, you understand, that's got to happen. If we know that that there's going to be a tragedy, why we ain't digging our hole and try to hide from that tragedy? Or why we ain't stacking up some grocery and some water and some toilet paper and things like that, man? Why we ain't doing that in a mass? Well, I guess people are doing that too. They're doing it on their own and stuff. You understand? But I guess it's just going to be. I just don't like waiting to the last minute, man, before we start coming together and saying, well, we need to do this, you understand, when all the stuff is off the shelves.
That's true. That is true. You know, you have to understand, I mean, that this is really serious, you know, and I don't know if they know this, but, you know, there's a law on the book called Sunday Law. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Sunday law means that they have a law on the book that Sunday is the national day of worship, and they have, and they can make it mandatory that you worship on Sunday. And if you get caught not worshiping on Sunday, you can have some serious repercussions coming. They have not enacted this law used this law for a punishment as of yet, but it is definitely a law.
Well, the same thing happened in Daniel's time when they tried to make Daniel eat of the king's meat and to worship on his day and to worship him and all of that stuff. You understand? So we have to look at those things and find out what can we do. You understand? That could make it so that we sustain ourselves, you understand, because we had a point now where we eating of the king's meat, You understand? Regardless, because we don't produce no kind of groceries. We don't, you understand? You know, I mean, for a very few of us anyway. They got a few people that's doing some things with groceries, you understand? And they selling it or they giving it away, you understand? But that's just a handful of folks, man. We have to do this on a mass scale if we intend to survive. You know, so we in big trouble here, man. You know, and like I said, man, you know, I'm scared to death because I got children and grandchildren, man. You understand? And I don't want to see them go out the way they're going. You understand? Ooh, it's just a horrible situation.
And you know what? And you know, the curse is so perfect, and I don't even know if I can blame it on the curse because, you know, we black people do what they want to do. Black people spend their money the way they want to. If they want to party it up or drink it up or smoke it up or sex it up or wear it up, they spend it the way they want to. And like you said, everybody waits until the last minute until it's 11:59 and the sirens is going off and the sky is black. And then they're going to run to the government and be like, help us, help us. And the government's going to be right there to help y'all. They're going to be like, okay, we'll help you, but before we give you anything at all, you're going to have to do this, and this. And a whole lot of people are going, you know what, they're going to succumb because they're not going to be able to stand the pressure because they have not prepared. And anything that I can say to anybody that's under the sound of my voice, I know you guys have come out of the church, some of you have, some of you still have family members in the church. We need to unite with the people in the church and everybody about this chip thing because I'm telling you, it is going to cause civil unrest. People are going to start reacting to when they find out that this is getting ready to be met. It is a part of the European economic community because once that dollar is taken off the market, because it's only worth 25 cents now, and once it comes off the market, it's going to be a whole new system set up, and you're going to have to be able to function within that system. It's just like the credit cards now. You can't hardly do anything without a credit card.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. They were supposed to be replacing the dollar with the euro, but the euro has lost value. You understand? In Europe, so it's not going. It's this stuff right here is going to hell in the handbasket. Ooh, it's just so sad how we got to wait till the last minute. That's my problem. Why wait till the last minute? Let's come together and try to get something going on and get our agriculture going on and try to put away things so that we can sustain ourselves, man. Because the Almighty, I'm not sure whether y'all are familiar with this, and maybe somebody on the line could tell me. You understand? I read somewhere where there, we were supposed to be here. Go to this valley between Pisgah and Ephraim. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on the names of the two mountains. But we're supposed to go between these two mountains. You understand? And we will be saved from this Holocaust. Mass annihilation. Yes.
That's the wilderness. That is the wilderness that's where everybody's talking about the wilderness is, and that's where we're supposed to be going, in the wilderness. Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure I heard that, you understand, that we're supposed to go between these, in this valley, you understand, and we will not be touched by all of this mess that's going to really happen. You understand? I mean, we could sit back and say that, you know, you understand, the Almighty going to do this, that, and the other. But until he does that, we need to prepare ourselves. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And we sit back and don't do nothing, man. We contribute into our own demise.
And I want everybody to take a time and go get a pencil and a piece of paper because I'm going to read some things off for you so that you understand just how serious this is, how they've got this thing sold up to the point where they can do whatever they want to do. And I'm going to read these out to you slowly, and then I'm going to let you know where the concentration camps are in your state where you live at. So you'll understand, so you can go back and see them for yourself. So it won't be no issue with that. Yaina said, nope, we're going to show you yourself. They're preparing. I'm going to tell you about these executive orders. And everything, I'm going to give you a number. So the first two words, so everything you write down is executive order. Executive order 10990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control the highways and the seaports. Executive order 1099 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. Executive order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive order 10998 allows the government to seize all means of transportation. Now listen to me very carefully, including personal cars, personal trucks, or vehicles of any kind, and totally control over all highways, seaports, and waterways, so they can come take your car if they want to. Executive Order 10999. Now listen to this. It allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. We're getting there. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to let you know how to see. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports and aircraft, including commercial aircraft. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities and build new housing with public funds, designated areas to be abandoned and establish new locations for population. Executive Order 11005 allows the government to take over railways, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tension or economic or financial crisis. So you know what that means, that if we go into a financial crisis, all of the orders that I just read to you, they can implement those orders into action immediately, and that's called martial law.
That is correct.
I got about three more. Hold on. It says Executive Order 11310. Grants authority to the Department of Justice to ensure the plans set out in executive orders to institute industrial support, to establish judicial and legislative liaisons, to control all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and a president. Executive Order 11049 assigns emergency preparedness functions to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders issued over a 15-year period. And it goes on and on. And the National Security Act of 1947 allows for the strategic relocation of industries, services, government, and other essential economic activities, and to rationalize the requirement of manpower, resources, production, and facilities.
I think we're in big trouble here.
These are the things they've had in effect a very, very long time. There have been countless people from all of the other nations broadcasting this stuff on YouTube. They've been broadcasting this stuff on podcasts. They've been broadcasting it on Blog Talk Radio show. They've been trying to get the American people to see what has happened here, and nobody's paying attention. So this is what our show has turned into, because we can talk about a lot of stuff, but this is the stuff that matters.
That is correct. That is correct. When you said that they're going to put aliens that can come in and take us and gather us up, did you mention
yes,
something like that? Huh?
Yeah, that's Executive Order 11310.
Yeah, that means that what they're doing now, today, they training outside nations to be able to come in here and bring that martial law, and so that their hands is clean. it was the aliens that they implemented. They gave authority. You know, a long time ago, I think it was President Reagan put amendment on one of these legislation stating that they can have the Ku Klux Klan come and get us, you understand, and they get paid a certain amount of money for how many people or any person that they round up, you understand, when there's martial law.
So what should we do then?
What can
and
we
that's
do?
That's my whole thing. What do we do? Are we just sitting here? I mean, you know, at some point, I mean, I don't know. I mean, let me share something else with you. The FEMA camps. The FEMA camps are all over the country. They are usually on military bases or closed down military bases all over the country. In Arkansas, they say FEMA facility located east of Eureka Springs off Highway 62. In Omaha, it's northeast of Berryville near the Missouri state line on Highway 65, south of the old wood processing plant, possibly a crematory facility.
Mm.
In California, you got Vandenberg Air Force Base, Rex 84 facility. Let's see what else they say. They say Norton's Air Force Base is closed, but now staffed with UN, according to some sources. Let's see where else they have in California. They said Long Beach, located near to Naval Shipyard, operated by Chi-Com Shipping Interest. Federal prison facilities are located here, possibly deportation points. Irwin, FEMA facility near Barstow. Base is designated inactive but has staff camps. McClellan Air Force Base, facility capable for 30,000 to 35,000 people. Sacramento Army Depot, Mathers Air Force Base. Road to the facility is blocked off by cement barriers and a stop sign. All of these things, this is just in California. In Colorado, they said it's Trinidad, World War II, German Italian camp being renovated. Granada, Powers County, along Route 115 near Canton City. In Florida, Avon Park Air Force Gunnery Range. Avon Park has an on-base correctional facility, which was a former World War II detention camp. Camp Cromie has a detention and interrogation center. A Rex 84 facility in Eglin Air Force Base. This base is over 30 miles long from Pensacola to Highway 331 in Defuque Springs. Georgia, you got Fort Benning, located east of Columbus near Alabama state line. Rex 84 site. Prisoners bought in via Lawson Army Airfield. Fort McPherson is a U.S. Force Command. Multiple reports that there will be national headquarters and coordinating centers for foreign U.N. troop movement and detainee collection. Fort Gordon, west of Augusta, in Dooley County, manned. staff FEMA prison on Route 230, Mason County. Facility is located 5 miles from Montezuma and 3 miles from Oglethorpe. And it goes on and on. Hawaii. They even got it in Hawaii. It's all over the world. Halawai Heights area. Crematory facility located in the hills above the city. Now, what the heck they need with a crematory facility?
Because they're planning on burning up all the bodies. You understand? They did that in Europe.
Lord have mercy.
This is a playbook right out of Hitler's playbook. You understand? Now, here's what it says in Psalms 33. It says, "Do not fret because of the evildoer, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off like the grass and wither like the green herbs." So we have to trust in the Almighty. That's all we can do, man. You know, I mean, you know, I'm one. Yes.
Adonia, the only reason why I'm doing this is because I want people to go see it with their own eyes, because people don't believe it until they see it. They don't believe it. In Illinois, they said it's Marsalis, located on the Illinois River off Interstate 80 on Highway 6. It is a relatively small facility with a cap of 1,400 prisoners.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's going to be...
They got about four or five of them in Illinois. Let me see. They got the Savannah Army Depot, northwest areas of the state on Mississippi River. Let's see what else they have in Illinois. They got a bunch of them in Illinois. Indiana. They got them in Indiana. They got the old Amtrak rail car repair facility. They make it into FEMA camp so that they will be able to consider. Now, why would they have these all over the country?
Because they're expecting these things to go down, you understand? And it's not going to necessarily be where we have an uprising, man. If we don't have no uprising, they still going to grab us up and take us away, you understand? This is not no scare tactics. This is something that we need to know to try to move against. You understand? We need, like I said, we need a strategy to put against that. You understand? It goes on to say in Psalms is that we need to trust in the Almighty and do good, dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. The Almighty, you understand, is our only salvation. You understand? But we have to implement plans so He can bless. He could show favor to those plans so that we'll be saved. Because the Almighty said that we were going to be here forever. You understand? And we were supposed to bring righteousness unto the whole world. So that's got to happen. The Almighty has never failed us yet. Not one time.
That's right. I mean, I can go on and on. The list is long. I don't want to have to read these all through the whole show, but if you want to have a copy of this link, all you have to do is email me at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and Yehuda is spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. I mean, you know, it's time that I haven't even scratched the surface. It's so much stuff that I have to tell you all. I haven't even began to scratch the surface. We ain't even got on nanotechnology where they're actually putting nanotypes or different bites of bugs and stuff in the food so that we can be attacked from the inside out. I mean, it's just going from one extreme to the other. And why do you think they're doing it? Because they're trying to do population control. But
yeah, it's part of the depopulation, of course.
I'm sorry, say that again. What'd you say, Brother Donia?
Oh, yeah, it's part of the depopulation. They trying to get rid of as many people as possible. They said over 40 million people within the next 10 years has to die. 40 million over the next 10 years. I mean, that's a small drop in the bucket but that number, you understand? I'm sure that's not the inflated number.
No.
You know, they're trying to get rid of us, man. But here, you know, like I said, man, Psalms 37. That's what you need to read, because the Almighty said, "Delight yourself also in Yah, and He shall give you the desire of your heart." You understand? Commit your ways to Yah. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it past. He should bring everything that we want. You understand? That's going to save us. But we got to set up stuff, man. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be no poof moment. You understand? No waving of no wand. You understand? This is something that we have to put forth, man. We got to see. We remember now. Our forefathers did the cardinal sin. They went and started worshiping other deities. You understand? They stepped all over the Almighty's integrity, because He had integrity. You understand? He has those entities that was with Him, but not with Him as they created anything. He used those are people that He was with, man. You know that He had integrity with. You understand? And we just you know, He had faith in us. You understand that we were not that, and how we know that, man, because of Yoab. You understand when he trusted in Job so that he would not go astray. He would not denounce the Almighty's name. We cannot do that. We got to be more in tune with the Creator, man. That is our major thing. You know, a lot of us are having problems here today, and you know what they say? Oh, I'm trusted in Yah, but I'm going through all of this, that, and the other. You need to check yourself. It's not the Almighty; it's you, because your faith has been wavered. You don't trust in the Almighty like you say you do. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Again, we don't want to be the only talkers. We want to be able to open up the mics. If you have anything you want to say, please feel free to push one. I mean, because when you deal with eugenics, the whole thing is about population control, the birth control, the morning after pill, all of the things that they put in place for us women so that we no longer bring children forth, because they don't want the powers that be want to depopulate this world, so that they can have fewer people and more resources for themselves. And you know, if nothing else, Yah is coming for that alone. They're not going to be able to take this world over and do what they want to do. But in the meantime, I mean, they're killing us. They're killing us with the genetically modified foods. They're talking about putting nanotechs in our food to actually do something to us. You know, it's really scary. I mean, to the point where I hope I scare you, because I want you to start paying attention. I mean, you know what I'm saying, at least to the best of your ability, try to store up. But with all these executive orders in place, they can just come in and confiscate you if they want to.
That is correct. You understand? You know, this is out of the playbook. You know, you ever seen that YouTube video about genetic, what is it? No, it's eugenics. Eugenics.
Yeah.
You understand? Eugenics. Ooh. You understand? That's all of those things right there had happened in that's written on paper, man. This is what they do. This is how they do. These people are the cruelest people on the face of the earth. You understand? You know, they said that we don't have enough people to feed the people on the earth. And that's a bald-faced lie. You know, they just want to make you think that they doing this here for population control, because they don't have enough food to feed the people on the earth. The water is contaminated. They contaminate the water on purpose. You understand? To because so they can control the population. Boy, these people is cool. The coolest people on the face of the earth, and they gotta pay. The Almighty gonna make them pay. You understand? And you guess what? He said that they gonna know that it come from him. This is what he said. They gonna know it was him that did this. You understand? So they gotta pay, man. You understand? You know, unfortunately, some of us gotta pay too, because we embedded in the fiber like a quilt. Your mother made a quilt, man, and put that special line of stuff in there. That's us.
That's true. And you know what? Only because we feel like, because this is all we know, that that's all there is. And what did we talk about? We talked about homosexuality on the rise. We talked about how last week they're changing the pedophilia from a diagnosis. They're trying to change it from being a mental illness or a diagnosis to a lifestyle choice. You know, we talked about all kinds of issues on here, GMO foods. We've talked about the music industry and how everybody, our men are turning into homosexuals, our women are homosexuals. You know, and I want to give a shout out to the people that listen to church music. Let me give you a little FYI about church music. There's no difference between the church music and the secular music. They're all ran by the same entity. The same group of people that sponsor the regular music sponsors the church music. There is no separation. So I want you to know that while you're only listening to church music, so most of a lot of our artists that are singing church music are homosexuals. They're homosexuals. I mean, it's all up in the industry, and they are taking over.
Mm-hmm.
They are taking over. They're in every facet of every part of every government, corporation, school system. They're basically taking over, and they're trying to force us to accept their way and their lifestyle where it's normal. And in a minute, your children will have to come out of it, because it's going to turn into a perverted, unmoralistic society. Everything they do, they're going to be exposed to it, and then they're going to feel like, I have a right to make that choice. If I want to be with a woman, I can be with a woman, and we just love each other. Everybody's loving on each other, and that is an abomination to the Most High.
That is correct. Absolutely. Positively. That is the adversary that's putting all of this stuff out. You know, years ago, in ancient times, just before Adam, or maybe around Adam's time, the adversary went throughout the earth, you understand, spreading evil, so that when the Almighty created the human being, you understand, they will have these stumbling blocks all throughout there, so that we will be able to, you know, that he wants to run the kingdom of Yah. That's what he wants. He wants to run the kingdom of the universe, the adversary. You understand? And so he set up all of this stuff. We may not believe this here, man, but you might want to take a look at what's going down. You understand? Who is doing all of this stuff? You understand? This show ain't you and I. We don't have no pull nowhere. You understand? In this society, we don't run nothing. They tried to in during the slavery era, man, they elected black folks to be in the government. You understand? But they didn't have any kind of pull to do anything. They couldn't do nothing. That's why you see so many black folks in the Congress today. You understand? Or in politics today, they don't have no pull. The only person that I've seen that had any pull at any time, or didn't have no pull, but that spoke up, was that young lady named McKinney. I forget her name. You understand? Her first name. You understand? She spoke up. The rest of them guys sat on their hands. They didn't say nothing and haven't said nothing anyway. There's nothing, no way possible that they could have me sitting up there and see all of that's going down and don't say nothing. I'd be talking to my till I'm blue in the face. You understand? But, you understand, we got to understand that they scared to death. They don't want to leave that salary that they got going on. They getting a nice taste, pace, nice. They live in a nice place. They get nice money. They got a fine car. They have, you know, so they don't want to. They don't want to rock that boat. Boy, we in big trouble. So it's about the Almighty and the faith and the trust that we put in the Creator. You understand? Because He said they gonna be. He said that they gonna be gone in a little while. You understand? And we reading that in this peacetime, huh?
I'm telling
you,
this is serious. I mean, did they even? They guess what? They even got gay cartoons. Okay, let me check this out.
Oh yeah.
I hope you guys can hear this. Hold on.
Parents dump that job on the schools.
Hold on a moment.
Just outside San Francisco, in Alameda County, it looks like kids will be learning the four R's this year: reading, writing, arithmetic, and re-education. A vocal group of gay couples is pushing lesson number 9. A so-called anti-bullying lesson plan. It will teach kids in kindergarten through fifth grade about LGBT, or lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender lifestyles.
I am a gay dad. I've been with my partner for 15 years, and we've raised both of our children since birth. We needed to address the issues of harassment, and we needed to address the issues of disability, and the district answered that call.
Alameda Unified School District is acting appropriately in response to both anecdotal knowledge and data that anti-LGBT harassment does occur in our schools, as it does in other schools across the state and country.
Remember, this is about kindergarten through fifth grade. After this meeting, we asked Assistant Superintendent Sherratt to provide that data she referenced on LGBT bullying. In an email, she replied, quote, "I have referred you to the DISC Legal Counsel. It is appropriate that she respond. We're still waiting for that response." What we do know is out of the 140,000 schools in this country, from kindergarten through college, the FBI documented 135 bias incidents based on sexual orientation in 2007. But none of these 135 incidents are specific to grades K through 5. And Fox News reporting did not find any data evidencing bias incidents based on sexual orientation at the elementary school level in 2007 or in any other year.
The LGBT, I classified as the new bullies on the block. The school is not there to teach my child the social issues of life. That's my job. The problem is, there's a group of adults who are trying to superimpose their ideology on some children instead of just preparing teachers how to handle bullying or how to handle offensive language.
So why have LGBT groups moved to the head of the class? Fox News cameras were in Alameda to capture over 10 hours of heated public debate. On one side, angry parents.
And they said, "Ooh, your mom's a lesbian. Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian." And she said, "I didn't know what they meant, but I just felt really sad, and I went and sat by myself."
I'm 16, a sophomore at Alameda Community Learning Center, an avid fantasy role player, a metalhead, and a homosexual. I have been harassed by other students in my classes and even began to consider to just stop trying in school and to just give up on life. On the other side, more angry parents.
"My child has been the product of bullying because she's black. She has never viewed a single video in the classroom, like Eyes on the Prize, the history of the Buffalo Soldiers, or African-American woman writers from the 19th century. However, I am not requiring Alameda Unified School District, who is already strapped for cash, to incorporate these changes because I know how to successfully parent, educate, and instill value and self-worth in my child."
You are choosing a book in Tango Makes 3 that for 3 years in a row from the American Library Association, and again, libraries are choices, was the most challenged book.
Mm-mm.
About two gay state penguin to raise a baby penguin, and they live happily ever after. And so, again, nothing in this book about bullying or harassment, all about two male penguins. And the kids with traditional values are the ones that are considered, you know, bullies, and no one's there to advocate for them.
So how did the school board vote on the curriculum change?
Member Spitzer? Opposed. Member Tam?
Yes.
Member McMahon?
Opposed.
Member Jensen?
Yes.
Member Mooney?
Yes.
So the game's won.
It's just a sad, sad thing, man.
Y'all, we're going to have to do something. Look, let me say something. We are going to have to do – this is kindergarten to the fifth grade. They have a book out that talks about two male penguins that are married, living together, raising another male penguin. This is taking over, and it's just – oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's heartbreaking.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really heartbreaking.
Oh, my goodness.
How they, you know, and see what's so ironic about it is that we just sitting back thinking that we don't have nothing to do. I mean, we can't do nothing about it. Yes, we can. I believe that we can.
And
we might have make a. We have to make an attempt.
Oh my goodness! Oh, y'all ain't heard nothing yet. Them, you ain't heard nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet. I ain't finished yet. We got to deal. We have to deal with this because it's going to. It's going too far. It's going too far. Way too far. It's going too far. Kindergarten, Brother Donnie, our kindergarten. They messing with them in the kindergarten. They are pushing their agenda by using the term bully. They're pushing their agenda to teach our children about this garbage.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know. It's heartbreaking. I got a grandson and granddaughters. They just starting in school, man. So they got to be subjected to this nonsense that destroys people. It don't bring it doesn't build a nation. It destroys people. You understand? And we got to understand that the Almighty gonna get rid of all of this mess, man. There's none of that gonna be in this on earth. When the Almighty finishes what he said he's going to do. And we have to understand that. But I still say that it's up to us to make it a contribution in our own destiny. You understand? Because it's going to get rough, you understand? And how are we going to protect ourselves? You understand? True that the Almighty's going to protect us. Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly. But we got to be in place so that the Almighty will do something, you understand, with us involved so that we will remember and know not to go this route ever again.
Honey, you know you better say that. Oh, I got some stuff for y'all today, you know, but if we got to push it down your throat till you start coming up off of some of that money so we can start putting our education curriculum in place so we can come against this, because if you don't say nothing, it's going to be, they are going to take over. And it's not, look, and one thing I'm going to say about this, we're not here to judge what you do, because the other nations do what they do. They are not required to follow, I won't say they're not required, they don't follow Yah's law. So we're not here to try to change what you do. Do whatever it is you do, but when you start infiltrating that into our children, we got a problem. And we're going to have to do something about it, because you better start paying attention to your children and your grandchildren and start questioning them when they come home and start instilling values back into them, because if you allow the school to teach them, you're going to have some gay kids on your hands if you don't stop. And it's got so bad, you guys, that now they're putting it into cartoons, and I'm going to play this for you. Because I want you to hear this. Here we go.
He is old. He will not depart from it. In this video, we're going to talk about several things. We're going to take a look at examples. And hopefully today you can realize that there's an agenda out there to blur the lines between a boy and a girl, to essentially blur that line and make you think that anybody can be whatever they want, in a sense, that if a seven-year-old kid wants to be effeminate, that that's okay. That if a 10-year-old girl wants to
all of a sudden, you know, be like a boy, then that's okay. The lines are getting blurred, and they're getting blurred by the medium, by cartoons, by TV shows, and by many other things. And as parents, we have to be very, very careful of this, because we have to train up our kids in the way that we want them to go in the future. We can't train up our kids in the way that we want them to go in the future. We can't control how our kids will turn out in the future, because kids are going to go to school, they're going to go to college, they're going to get indoctrinated by the world, essentially, when they're not in your control. But what you can control is their bringing up. Okay? You can ensure that you have Bible studies with them. You can ensure that you teach them about the occult things. You can ensure that you teach them about the way, the truth, and the life, which is...
Hold on, let me go a little further here. Hold on, because I don't want to... I want to get right to the program and see if I can get right to it. Because he's going on and on. I thought he was going to have some examples here. Because he's dealing with cartoons. We may have to go to another one. But let me try this one real quick, because I want to deal with this. This is Kirk Franklin, you guys, in the Christian community. Everybody's done slept with women. I mean, slept with men and did all the stuff that they did. Everybody has. So let me get this going on, and then we're going to play this real quick. One moment, please. I'll be right with you. Hold on. We got it. Brother Donia, here we go.
No one says to wake up and touch.
All right, here we go, you guys. Here we go. I'm sorry, you guys, my phone dropped. I apologize. I'm on my cell phone, so please forgive me. There was some downtime. But they were playing a clip with Kirk Franklin, and he was talking about homosexuality and Christianity and all of those things that were going on. I mean, but, you know, and I do apologize for that, because these cell phones drop calls all the time, and if that ever happens, and there's some downtime, please give me a chance to dial back in, because these phones drop all the time. But, Brother Donia, what do you think about, I mean, what do we do about our children? Do we just let it go? Do we continue to send them back to the schools? Or what do you think we're supposed to do about that?
Well, here's, you know, like I had said earlier, man, there's no magic bullet that's going to stop this immediately. You understand? What we have to do is we have to start getting our own institutions together. Dr. Umar Johnson is available for him to let us know how we can do that. You understand? You have to email him. You can't get him on the phone. You understand? And if you email him enough times, I'm sure that he'll respond to your email. But we have to start doing something for our children. We have to set them up. We have to bring up a new generation of children, you understand, that's dedicated dedicated and committed to us, not bringing them up in these schools and they turn around and see now right now they got a whole bunch of our folk that have degrees that can't get a job. You understand? They working at McDonald's, mm-hmm. becoming managers in McDonald's when they have a degree, you understand, in something in engineering or something, you understand? So we have to be able to do these things for our children that they can bring that education into our community and start working in our community. It's no magic bullet to expect to, you know, to wake up tomorrow and everything gonna be all right. That's not going to happen. We have to take some kind of commitment and try to do this to save our children. Because if we don't do nothing, man, you understand, we're going to perish here. And it's it's heartbreaking to know that we got a solution, and we're not going to do nothing about it. Our solution is to start setting up industries for us. You understand? Get out. We eat differently from those folks. Period. So we need to start setting up agriculture that's gonna contribute to us eating on a regular basis. We don't eat all of the fried foods and all of that stuff. You understand? But they got it to the point now that we can't do nothing but eat that stuff because we don't have nothing set up for ourselves. So we got to work on these things. We got that is our job and our duty.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's true, and we've been screaming this for how long? But I want you guys to hear, for all of the parents that leave their kids in front of the TV watching cartoons, we want you to hear what the cartoons is all about now. Here we go. Wait. Here we go.
And this last couple of months,
hold on.
It's another version of Venus, so-called goddess of love, worshipped by pagans. As a form of deity, really. And also Venus goes back to Lucifer, or the devil, now modern day times. And now, on this clip, Aphrodite is going to put everybody under spell and make them fall in love. But the most important thing I want you to see is the in love spaces that they're in under. It is a boy-girl. Even on this one, this is an earlier one from the last clip, but the character that they wrote in called Hot Dog Water. And in this show, before she starts liking Thelma, she's under a spell and she's liking some boy. But later on, you're going to see two men together. Watch this.
So they are pushing, what he's saying is they are pushing this agenda on the cartoons to the point where they're having two boys, two girls together. And we know they run the occult in the news media, because if you really know what the occult is and you know what to look for in the occult, you can see all the gods that they worship, all the names of the gods that they worship inside of the occult. They call their names and do different signs. I mean, I've seen pastors actually on television giving the Lucifer sign with their hands while they were talking and singing. So, I mean, it's all through all of it. It's all through all of it. So, hold on. Here we go. You know, we just got to get ready for what our children are going to see, because, I mean, I'm not an old person, but when I was young, you never saw two men laying up in the bed together. Never. You didn't see a man and a woman laying up in the bed together.
That's true.
You know, and now it's just like everybody's doing this stuff, and it's like, but like I said again before, we were so rudely interrupted, and my phone was cut off because, you know, we start dealing with topics like this, all of a sudden the calls drop and all kind of stuff start happening. We can't get mad at the regular secular world for what they do, because they're doing what they do. We're not trying to recruit anybody into not doing what they do, because the Most High has to change their mind. And if that's what they want to do with themselves, that's fine. But when you start infiltrating our children, because we have to send them to public school, it should be an outrage. It should be more parents outraged. But you know what? People don't care. They do not care.
Mm-mm-mm. Yep. You know, one thing that we're up against, man, they got a program on television you understand, called Modern Families, and they got two homosexuals with a child. Lord have mercy, man. Ooh. You understand? Oh, wait. And nobody can see that that is blatant homosexuality right in your face. Lord have mercy. Ooh. And they call that the Modern Family.
I mean, it's so much stuff going on right now that it is scary. I mean, I don't even know, you know, where to start, what to say, where to go from here. It's scary. I mean, it is really scary to the point where, you know, we've got, as a people, we have a responsibility to our people, to get our people prepared for whatever. And I know that everybody doesn't agree with us and everybody don't feel like it's that serious or they don't care. But at the end of the day, we have to do something. But then maybe not. Maybe they don't care. Maybe it's okay. I mean, because everybody, you say everybody's not going to make it.
That is correct. You understand? But those that have the willing heart, that feel that they need to, that something needs to be done, it starts with you. You understand? You know what you say to yourself? How can I get involved? What can I do? You understand? And that's the beginning of us trying to get together and get and finding a solution and a strategy. You understand? You know, it's not enough for us to just sit back and say, well, you understand? Here's what the solution is. If we don't put that solution into practice, we're not doing nothing.
Mm-mm-mm. That's true. That is the truth. That is very true. So these are the things, and you know, the Yehuda Project started out, you know, being about a lot of different things. We started getting backlash from different people because some people said I didn't represent Yahweh Shai because I believe in the whole book. And you know, and I was allowing people to sway my belief and what I believe, and it got to the point where that's irrelevant at this point. At this point, it's about survival, you know, and the things that are taking place right before our eyes with the computer chip, with the nanotechnology, with the homosexual agenda, the pedophilia agenda, with the genetically modified foods, and all of the things that they're enhancing in human beings. They have a genetically modified human beings where, you know, they're enhancing them to the point where their capabilities are far beyond anything we could ever imagine. You know, they're creating a specialty human being that have special powers like the bionic man and the bionic woman years ago that used to be on the television. This is not going to be so far-fetched. Technology is evolving out of control to the point where eventually humans are going to act like robots. And I believe that's the time when the Most High is just going to remove his people out of the way and he's going to come, because the state of mind that we're in right now, everybody's sleeping. It seems like everybody's asleep.
Yeah. You know, one thing that that you mentioned, you understand, they're bringing in this new technology. How many black folks is involved in the producing of that stuff? Is there any? I don't think so. I think that's all European. Excuse me?
I don't think so. I said I don't think there's no blacks involved.
No, that's right. You understand? It's those Europeans that want to take charge of the whole universe. They want, that's that adversary.
Yes.
The adversary has put together a band of peoples, you understand, see, in order for him to take over the whole universe, you understand, he has to put together all of these facets. Everything that you see going on right now, you understand, to make his presence known, you understand, he has to have that homosexual in there. He has to transform us from being who we are to who he is. You understand? Pedophilia, all of that stuff is part of that adversary, that entity trying to take over what the Almighty had already put in place. You understand? So he's trying to be the king of the lab. In this case, the king of the universe. You understand? But the Almighty said that his people, the apple of his eye, will be here forever, and he will take care of us and protect us. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now, it's only going to be those that really understand and that have the that want to make something that want to save our children, because we the ones that can do this. Nobody else can do this. And the Almighty is going to knock all of these guys right on out the box. There will be no more adversary after when all of this is said and done. You understand? At the end of the day, as they say. You understand? So we just got to try to get ourselves together, set up those schools. You understand? Try to get some. Try to get an agricultural. Everything stems off the agriculture. Clothes, everything. You understand? So. So if we get that together, you understand what I'm saying? Almighty will save our lives.
But guess what, Brother Donnie? Even with the agriculture, I just read there's an executive order that if they feel like it, they can confiscate the farm. If they feel like you're not playing or you're not a part of the club, they can confiscate. They can come and confiscate the farm. I think that the biggest thing that is important, and we do need something like that, but we need to educate our people on what the exit strategy is going to be. I think the biggest thing that we need to do is to get our people ready for the exit strategy and getting up out of here and doing wherever we're supposed to go, because it's not going to be no choice. Well, okay, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Then you do what you do over in this little corner, and we do what we do over here in this little corner. No, this is getting ready to go to this is getting ready to go down.
That is correct. I told you this is not no science project going away. You understand? This is actual factual. You understand? Now, you know, continue.
I said continue. I wonder I hear you. I said I wonder with the scripture, because the Most High always does the same thing the same way. When they left Babylon and Cyrus had given the decree that they could come back to Babylon and build the temple, do you know it was only 42,360 people that came back?
That is correct.
And I wonder if the Most High does things the same old way all the time. I wonder if that's going to be the number for the first that's going to have enough sense to get the heck up out of here when the time comes. When you read 2 Ezra, chapter 2, it gives you a census of how many people left Babylon after they went into captivity. It was 42,360 people left Babylon and came back to the homeland to be able to do what we needed to do. So I wonder if, and when you think about the millions and millions of people in captivity, that's not a lot.
That is correct. So, you know, at that particular...
And they have been there for 70 years.
Yeah, at that particular time, it was only like 700,000 that went into captivity into Babylon, and only 42,000 came out. Yeah, you know, 42,000 plus.
Came out. Yep.
But you understand? See, that's something that I brought to the table a long time ago in the beginning of this whole broadcast. You understand? Is that we might want to take a look at some of these things that had happened in the scriptures. You understand? Because the Almighty left a path for us to follow to get out of this mess. You understand? Ezra and them, they put together a treasury. We need a financial institute at this particular time. You understand? And, even though one of my contemporaries, a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, he said that you can take a plate and turn it upside down and then turn it back the right side up, and whatever's left on the plate, that's the remnant. though we may be fans of the sea and stars of the sky, as many as stars of the sky, you understand? It's only going to be a remnant of us that's going to come back to the Almighty, because he don't want all of that nonsense, no way, all of that rebuke and bucking and all of that kind of stuff that we do. You understand? He don't want none of that, and I don't want none of that neither. You understand? The righteousness is what's going to happen in the earth now. That's what's going to happen. That's what we are all about. That's what we're supposed to be about. That's the true and living Yah. Righteousness. Did I get cut off?
Just give us the rites of passage to be able to leave up out of here. And if I can say anything to anybody that's under the sound of my voice, pay your bills off. Pay off all the nonsense stuff. Get your bills paid off, because we had a sister on the line from Israel not too long ago, and I asked her a question. I said, why come you guys can't come home? And she made it very clear that over in Israel, if you have any debt or you owe anyone, you're not allowed to leave until that debt is paid. So, people, please pay your bills off. Please don't get in any more debt to the point where they can come after you for any reason at all. If you have anything in the court system, clear it up. Get it all cleared up. Pay off your bills. Stop buying into this consumerism and all these commercials that support these corporations that are making these CEOs rich, and the powers that be that are rich, that they want your money. Clean, take your money and make life easier for you and clean up your debt. So when it comes time for us to get up out of here, there will be no question, no issues at all whatsoever. We have to begin to do certain things to prepare ourselves for what is coming to pass. And it is not a pretty thing. We got to stop arguing with other Hebrew Israelite camps. If you want to be in the front, have at it. Go for it. Be in the front. Whatever needs to be done, do whatever you need to do, because we have got to start figuring out our exit strategy, because we can't be chipped. That is completely against the word. And for you all who don't believe in the oath in the New Testament, it says if you are chipped, it's over. God is not going to have nothing else to do with you. You have sold out to Satan. So it is, and some of you may think it's technology and it's just the way technology is. That is not true. So you can't be chipped. It's just something you cannot do. But you're going to have a whole lot of Hebrew Israelites and Christians and Muslims that's going to do it anyway, because nobody's preparing for what's coming. Nobody is.
Yep. I agree.
We got to get up out of here. You know, and I have heard so many different Hebrew Israelites that believe so many different things say, Yaina, you know we got to get out of here. Diana, you know we got to get ready to leave. You know we can't stay here because it's getting ready to get bad. And I'm not one to say, well, yep, we got to pack up, we got to run, we got to go. I'm not a conspiracy theory a theorist. I'm just looking at all of the things that are going on right before my eyes, and I'm watching the state of our people and how numb and dull they are to the things that they don't even. It's so much stuff that I have to tell you all that will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. I've been studying this stuff for 20 years. I can break down a whole lot of things, but the main focus is, come on, people, let's get together. Let's start building our nation. Let's start coming together as a nation, and let's start acting like we love each other and support one another. It's not a competition thing. I don't care if I don't have nobody on this line, but me and Adonai, I'm going to still do the radio show. I'm going to still give you the information that you're supposed to have. If you go back and research it, or you go back and archive it where you can listen, or Yaina gave us access to this, because there's nothing wrong with the Treasury. There's nothing wrong with the Agricultural Department. There's nothing wrong with setting up an organizational chart for your government. There's nothing wrong with having a flag and a seal and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with being sovereign if you want to. But at the end of the day, it's not going to matter, because the sovereign people going to get the same treatment as everybody else gets. Because guess what? When they start rallying up and start gathering people up, they ain't going to pay no attention to whether you got no sovereign papers or not. If your skin black and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, or if your skin white and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you're going to be put in them concentration camps.
Well, one thing that
they ain't going to look at no passports, no none of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I'm, that I'm sure of, I'm sure that the Almighty is our true and living Yah, and He will protect us if we trust in Him with all our heart and all our soul. I don't believe that they could do a thing to us if we trust in the Almighty. But see, it's not just trusting in the Almighty that we have to have. We got to be doing something for our own safety, life, you know, to save our own lives. And he will show favor. You understand? So it's not just trusting. It's trusting in him, sure. That is paramount. But we got to also do something to help to get out this mess. Because we the ones that's in this mess. The Almighty, you understand, you know, he's true and living and an entity that could help us out of this mess. But we the ones that got to do something to try to get out this. And he will show us favor. Favor is what we need from the Almighty. You understand? And trusting him is where we got to trust that he will show us favor. That's where we at right now. You understand? For me, I don't believe that we just supposed to pray. I believe that we supposed to go to the Almighty and find out what he wants us to do and how he wants us to get out this mess. You understand? We have differences of opinion. If we all went to the ones that we have differences of opinions amongst our own Israelite community. We need to take those differences of opinion to the Almighty, and he will tell us what we need to know to get out this mess. That's what I believe. If we don't do that, you understand, then we're going to always be at odds with one another. We're going to bring up this scripture, that scripture, just to foster our point. You understand? And that's not going to help. That does not help. Matter of fact, the only answer we're going to get and is the same answer that we've been getting, you understand, to foster our point. And we're going to have all of these other guys, you understand, that don't believe that what was said, you understand, what I had said. See, that's just like me saying, giving y'all the method to get out of here. And ain't none of y'all going to believe me, so we need to go to the scripture. We need to go to the Creator, you understand, the true and living Yah, and find out for sure if your way is right, and he will show you favor. If the Almighty is favorable, he will show you favor. If what you're doing is favorable, he will show you this is the way that you need to go. You understand? But if we sit back and just keep on bringing up these different out of this book, that guy read out of this book, and that verse and this verse and that, hey, man, we ain't going to get no answer. Trust me.
Because we got to prepare we got to prepare. All I'm saying is that they're preparing for something.
You know what we're doing here, Yaina? We think that there is no Creator. That's what we think. We think that this just happened all willy-nilly. This didn't happen. This is all being orchestrated by the Creator. Because he said that he was going to, that we will be, that he will never make an end to us, and that he wants the glory from the whole earth. So all of this stuff has to happen, and everybody will understand when that tragedy and desolation and destruction happen. Everybody will know that it came from the Almighty, and he will get his glory.
Okay. I agree with you 100%. We on the same page on that one. You know, but the issue that we have today is nobody's preparing. You know, everybody is sitting back like, well, I guess I figured, what the heck? I mean, why prepare? Ain't no need in preparing. Either you, when the time comes, either you're ready or you're not. And unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do to change your mind or to get you ready. Well, all we can do
we're supposed
is
to keep continue to do what
so
we're doing. Because those that don't know, or yeah, those that are sitting on the fence, you understand, need that extra push that we're giving them when we talk about these things.
Absolutely.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry.
And at least, no, you're fine. You're fine. At least we can say that you know. And like I said, if you have a question or you want us to make a remark, please push 1. You know, because this radio show is interactive, and we love to talk to people, and we want you to be a part of the program and be able to enjoy the show as we do. You know, but it's just, it's getting serious now. It's time for a whole lot of bickering, and it's time out for a whole lot of arguing, you know, and I'm trying to take the low road and say, hey, have at it, because I'm going to prepare, and I'm going to keep on to my people to prepare as long as I can, as long as they'll allow this to happen, you know, because they listen to this stuff, too. I mean, let me say this, too. There's nothing private in your life. They listen to your phone calls. They have access to your text messages. They know what your emails are that you're sending out all over the country. They have access to everything. There is nothing private anymore. So for everyone to think that they have some privacy, Facebook is not private. There's nothing private about that. They have access to all of that information to the point where they can go and they can access your Facebook page and go into your information and find out what they need to find out. Employers are doing it now. Everybody's getting involved in Facebook. There's nothing private anymore. They have even passed this law. I think we talked about it last week. I forgot what we called it, but it's something about vigilante law or something. And eventually they're going to try to stop the street preachers from actually being on the street preaching and doing certain things. So, I mean, these laws are being put in place because we don't understand how intricately woven and significant this system is. And, yes, the Most High will save us out of it. But it's going to be some hell before that happens. I'm just wanting everybody to know you're going to go through some hell before that happens because in order for that to happen, they're going to have to be willingly ready for us to leave up out of here, or they're going to have to be willingly ready to give up, and they're not. I mean, I pulled up a YouTube clip not too long ago where Vladimir Putin was telling some of the college students that he knows that we've come to the end of the road. He knows that this stuff is coming to an end, and he's ready to fight. I wish I could talk about lollipops and lovely lands and all that kind of stuff, but you know what? This is real. This is real. This is real. This is happening every day right in front of us. Our children are being indoctrinated through the television. All the programs that are on television are indoctrinating our children with the way they believe their lifestyles are supposed to be, with their homosexual lifestyle agendas. Everything is being, our children are being indoctrinated, and we're going to join with some people to change this thing up. And if Dr. Umar Johnson is putting schools together to the point where our children can go to the schools, if he needs financing, we're going to have to start doing something.
That is correct.
Because everybody can't homeschool their children.
Somebody got to work.
You know, we can grow our own food until they confiscate the farms and all that kind of stuff. We have to do something. We have to do something.
That's all I'm saying is that one thing that, you know, when we leave here, we can't be leaving here all willy-nilly and everybody helter-skelter. You know, when Ezra and them sent went back into the land, everybody had a job that they was going to go on when they went back into the land. These guys are going to build a foundation, and he laid out the names of everybody, you understand, and their job and their function, you understand? So, you know, I'm saying that we might want to take a look at those things that was set up, you understand what I'm saying? Even though we may not, you know, the agricultural thing may not last for long, you understand? At least we know that when we go back into the land, Joe Blow or Dawid, you understand, know how to grow stuff, and we need to go to him and get the instructions on how to grow things, you understand? We need to go to Ithamar, you understand, because he got a team of people that know how to build, you understand. So all of these things got to be in place, you understand, at least made an attempt to put these things in place. While we have the opportunity, because the opportunity, we got a window of opportunity here, you understand, and we need to be within that window of opportunity so that we could set things up. You understand? Put things in place. We know that Yaina knows about education, so we're going to put her in the educational field, you understand, and let her have her, bring her itinerary, you understand, and let her show us how to set up these schools that we're going to have. You understand? Oh, man, I'm talking about, you understand? And it's an easy manner. So we got to come to the table, you understand, with what we got. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. And the little few people that we have to work with, you know, but the biggest thing is we have a whole nation of people out there that are unconscious. We have a whole nation of people out there who don't know what's going on. You know, we got to get to the dope dealers. We got to get to the street people. We got to get to the gangsters. We got to get to the dope slingers and let them know, you know, all the and the prostitutes and ones slinging down the, they're sliding down the poles and the ones, the street walkers. We got to get to them and let them know, you know, this is getting ready to go to a whole nother level to the point where, you know, the ones that are in jail, they're going to start with the ones in jail first. They're going to chip them first if they haven't already done it.
Yeah.
I mean, because guess what they're going to do? That's one way you ain't got to worry about losing them. That would cut down on parole officers and everything else because it has a GPS tracking system in it, and all they have to do is push the button, and which, guess what, some of our cell phones are like that. I know a person that has a cell phone, and this person tells the cell phone to identify their location. The cell phone will pinpoint exactly where she's sitting and what zip code, what street, everything on there. So we're already walking around with GPS tracking systems on us right now, but to have it actually in your body, on your person, they're doing this stuff right now, people, and they're getting ready. I believe this is what's going to spawn and to launch off the civil unrest that's going to bring in the concentration camps that FEMA has set up and everything, because this is something that's mandatory with Obamacare. That RFID chip is mandatory with Obamacare. And these are the things that we have to set up now. Sovereign nations are fine. If you want to be sovereign, that's fine. You know, and it may be that's the strategy and the exit and the time for us to get up out of here. I don't know. But I know we just can't sit back and just let them put a chip in us either, because he's made this mandatory. This is mandatory that you have this.
Yeah, well.
So they're not implementing it right now, but they're about to.
Yeah, I understand. I know that they look here. I don't expect nothing less from them Europeans at all. Period. You understand? Because I know that they're the cruelest people on the face of the earth, and they're gonna do anything. See, right now they're throwing stuff against the wall to try throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks. You understand? See how they can make this stuff be the way they want it to be. You understand? In the latter days, but it ain't gonna work because we got the Creator, man, the Creator of all things. We gotta recognize that there is that the Almighty is our true and living Yah, and there's nobody. Nobody was with Him when He created everything. He put everything in place. You understand? That adversary, you understand, is trying to steal the show now. You understand? By what he's doing. You understand? All of these little, what do you call it? This technology that they're coming out with, that ain't gonna last. It's gonna be here for a minute, of course. You understand? And those chips. Hello? Am I still here?
Go ahead. We listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you go ahead.
You know that. I mean, that's good, man. But we gotta have some faith in the Almighty. We gotta have some faith in the Almighty, because if He said there's nothing that He said that has not come to pass, and it never came back void.
That's right.
You understand?
That's
so
right.
If He said that He's gonna take care of us and protect us, you understand? Then that's what He's going to do. So there's nothing, not a thing that the adversary can do to us. Period. Nobody, even your next door neighbor,
okay,
can't bring nothing against you. Hello? Yeah. What did you say?
I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Even your next door neighbor can't bring nothing against
you.
What
if you went in prayer?
Huh?
I said, what if you went in prayer and the Most High said to you, Adonai, it's time for you and your family to leave. I want you to get all of your, start selling off all your belongings, and in 6 months I want you to leave the United States. And you know that was the Most High that told you that. and you went to your family and said, the Most High told me in 6 months we got to get up out of here, do you believe they would believe you?
No, I don't think that
Knowing
they would.
Knowing your family the way you know them now, do you think they would believe you?
No, I don't think that they would. I have to show them something.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
It would have to be shown. See, that's the problem that we're having here, is that we were not there. Unfortunately, it was just our forefathers there at the mount when the Almighty showed Himself to us through the fire and the brimstone and the cloud and all of that stuff. You understand? Ever since then, we've been looking for something to show, to prove, to give the proof that there is an Almighty, and that's what we're faced with now. People don't understand that there is a Creator. We would not be here if there was no Creator. Believe, trust me, they would have killed us off a long time ago. You understand? So they would not believe me. I had to show them something. That you know how you know what the Almighty gave Moses the staff, and the staff was to show that there is a Creator, or that there is something that the Almighty that was there. So in order for the people to understand that, we have to have something that nobody has ever done to mm-hmm. To give these people to give the peoples an eye opener. You understand? Right now, you understand? They stay. You know, we stuck on stupid.
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let me make an announcement. We have 3 minutes left, so if you're on the chat line, if you want to continue to be a part of the show, please call in right now, because once we get to 5:30, you will not be able to call back in. We can only deal with the people that are online, and if you know someone who's trying to get into the show, it's time to tell them to call in now, because after 5:30, you will not be able to call in. We're going into overtime, and we can only deal with the people that are on the line. So when you understand that and you know what I'm saying, Brother Adonijah, that's the thing I'm telling you. Everybody has their own conception of what Yah's going to do. You know, right. Like you said before, the man was stranded on the rooftop and the house was being covered up by water and a boat came by. And the man said, get in the boat. And the man said, I'm waiting on Yah. Huh? And then a helicopter came by and dropped a ladder down and said, grab a hold to the ladder. And the man sitting on the rooftop talking about, I'm waiting on Yah. and then he finally died, and he said, Yah, what happened? You didn't come. He said, I sent two people by to give you the word, and you didn't hear it. And that's why you're in the condition that you're in. So we got to get to the point where we get our people to at least start paying attention. Nobody yeah. wants to be the boss. Nobody wants to be the next Moses leaving up out of here. But you better start paying attention. Because they're doing this subtly and boldly right in front of our face.
That is correct. Yes, yeah. Yeah, we stuck on stupid.
And guess what? It doesn't matter. And guess what? It doesn't matter if you're the director of agriculture, or you're the director of quality control, if you're the director of public health and services, if you're the director of communications of the Nation of Yehuda or the United Nation of Israel, it's going to be the same across the board. Either you're going to make it or you're not. And at some point, you're going to have to, all that stuff is going to be irrelevant when we on our way up out of here trying to survive. So we've got to start paying attention to the things that are happening, because Daniel talked about it all through the book of Daniel. These things are happening right now in front of our face.
That is correct. That is correct.
No, and this is serious. Like I said, it was only 42,360 of them that came out of Babylon, and they had been there for 70 years. Only 42,360 made it out and went back to the land to go rebuild the temple. Now, I don't know what happened afterwards, but as a census, from Ezra, the second chapter, it was only 42,000.
Yep. What happened after that was we went back into captivity, because we didn't stop doing evil in the eyes of the Almighty.
So all of these things are important. Let me make an announcement real quick too. We're having a meeting today at 6:30 on our conference call. I want to introduce. We're having a board meeting so I can introduce all of the people that are a part of the Nation of Yehuda to one another and introduce yourselves. This is going to be a small meeting. It's not going to be very big because the Nation of Yehuda is committed to putting our board together so we can show solidarity. We are committed to putting our board together so that we can get our people prepared because as the church begins to wake up, there has to be a place that they can come into and find safety and shelter. There has to be a solution that we can provide for the people. And, you know, we are constantly on our knees before the Most High to find out what he wants us to do from this point because we cannot take the chip. We cannot be chipped. That's against the word. We cannot do it under any circumstances. We are not going to be able to do that. So that's going to propose a problem. So I just wanted to make that announcement. Brother Donia, do you have any other comments you want to make or anything else you want to say?
No, I just all I want to say is that I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And unity is the key. You understand? For our salvation, trusting in the Almighty and unifying, that is the key to our salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He and I will be here until we can't be here no more, until they tell us that we can't be here anymore. He and I will be here to share information with you. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we're having today with our system and everything that was going on. But next week we'll be back in full-fledged. I'll have plenty of stuff for you to know about. Don't forget those executive orders that are going down. If you would like to have access to that information, please email me at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and Yehuda is spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, and I will definitely email you some information so that you'll know. Pass it on to your brothers and sisters as Christians, your brothers and sisters as Muslims. Pass this information on so that they can be aware because, you know, we got to let everybody know because everybody ought to be in an upheaval when it comes to something like that. We ought to be able to stand strong and say absolutely not. We will not be chipped. They will not put anything in us, you know, and stand for it. And I believe the Most High has an exit strategy for us. I believe he's going to make a way for us to survive this, and we will be saved out of it, as the scriptures have said, that he said when Jacob's trouble come, he said, I've made a way of escape for you, a place of safety, that you will be spared out of it when that time comes. But if people don't know what to look for and when to get up out of Dodge, they're going to be lost. And I'm telling you, it's going to be wicked. It's going to be a time that has never been before. They are preparing. They are about to lose their authority. They are not going to hand this over willingly. They're going to go out fighting. Vladimir Putin said that he knows we're at the end, and he's willing to fight until the death. So, I mean, we got to start paying attention, people. Here we are. We're getting ready to go into this. And you can tell something's getting ready to happen. You can feel it in the atmosphere that something is getting ready to happen. So all of those who are participating in the Yehuda, the Nation of Yehuda, the conference call number is 559-726-1300, and the access code is 765-506. We're going to do this at 6:30. We usually only are on here for maybe 10, 15 minutes. This may be a half an hour call at most to introduce ourselves to each other. If you want to participate in the Nation of Yehuda in your area of the country, please feel free to email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. We will be happy to talk to you in what it is that we can point with you and bring information to our people and getting our people ready for what's coming in the scriptures. So if there is nothing else, we want to say to everyone, thank you so much for being so diligent and being with us every week. Some of you are here every week religiously because you believe in what we're doing, and we really do appreciate how you've gone to the extremes to make this happen. So, you know, we want to say shalom, shalom to everybody, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. well. He made it. I think he brought it home. He said, when you believe in things that you don't understand and you're suffering, superstition ain't the way. Hello, people. Hello, Hebrew Israelite community. Hello, Nation of Yehuda people. Hello, the United Nation of Israel. Hello to all the camps, the mores, the communities, all the people over in Israel. It's time to wake up because we're at the end now. It's getting ready to be our turn, but we're going to go through something before Jacob's trouble is definitely coming. And we will see you same time, same place. Next week we'll be here with a guest from Israel. We were going to bring some of the think tank people to the table so that we can start strategizing and we can start making this thing happen. And so we know that it's nation-building time, and we'll see you same time, same place. This is Yaina Israel signing off with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Bye-bye.